Buddy, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Toldos Tovshin Hey Aleph. Okay, so Esav is willing to sell the birthright, which is really the ticket to Olam Haba, the ticket to Avodah Beis Hamikdash, and it seems to be quite silly because it's one thing if you're going to sell it for something that's of major value, but he sells it for what seems to be a measly bowl of soup. So how could that be? How could it be? Somebody who's, we assume, is an intelligent person, how could it be that he gives up so much in return for what seems to be so little? So, at the end of the Kriyas HaTorah that we heard a number of times this past week, so the Torah pasuk tells us, "V'yakom nosun leisav lechem nusin arashim v'yochav v'yesh v'yakom v'yelach v'yivez esav esabchora." And Esav was despised the birthright. So there's the answer to the question. He despised it. He didn't value it properly. If he didn't have proper value to it, so then of course he'll give it away for a bowl of soup. So even though we know, of course, that the avoda of serving Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash, and the birthright, all of that encompasses so much, but to him it was valueless. And therefore, once it was valueless, of course, the here and now, the bowl of soup that he was hungry for, was certainly more enticing and more appealing and more valuable than having the bechora. And what you see from here is a tremendous lesson. And that is, life is about setting up a proper value system. Right? If you value Torah mitzvahs, if you value doing the right thing, so then you wouldn't give it up at any cost. Right? Somebody says to you, let's go hang out. Let's not learn. So if you value the learning, so then you won't go. But if you don't value the learning, even though learning is eternal, learning has a power, as we said many of times, based on the Gemara, Torah learning would cease to exist, the world would cease to exist. So that means that even though there are other people in the world learning, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that whenever learning sustains the world, so if you value the learning and you're learning, so then you wouldn't give it up. To just, you know, waste time. It's all about the value system. And the challenge of life is to A, develop a value system, and B, internalize it, and C, you know, refer back to it as you go through life. That's the key. And that's what Esav did not do. Right? At that moment, it could be at one point in time he did value the Bechorah. It could be. But at that particular moment when he was hungry, it became valueless to him. It became less valuable than a bowl of soup, which is shocking, right? Like long-term eternity, right? The whole, everything, all the connection to Hashem, the Bechorah, because he didn't value it at that moment. And, you know, actually, I just read this past week, I had a few seconds, so I read a little bit from Ralph Biederman, in terms of understanding value. So there was a mashal about a wealthy guy who decided that he wanted to build a beautiful, beautiful home. And he said he's going to build a beautiful home on a huge lake that was frozen over. So he told the mayor of the city, I want this area in the middle of the lake where it's frozen over. And the mayor said, you're a fool. In a few months from now, the lake is going to freeze. I mean, it's going to melt. And your house will be gone. He said, this is what I want. This is what I want. I want a beautiful, you know, home. This is the kind of home that I want. And he said, okay, fine. And he went to the contractors, and he hired them. The contractor said, this is really silly, because in a few months, it's all going to go to waste. So they said, no, I'm going to pay you top dollar. You're going to work hard. And they built a beautiful, beautiful home, done in like January time, February time. And a few weeks after the house was finished, so of course it got warmer, the lake melted, and the house fell into the lake. So we think, what a foolish guy. What a foolish guy. But the reality is that sometimes we also have a warped value system, right? We waste time, right? We waste time pursuing things that don't necessarily have long-term meaning for us in this world. And we're not that much better than the perspective of this person. So the key is to understand what's valuable, what has value. Obviously, you know, building a home on a normal piece of land which can last long-term, again, in terms of that muscle, is a logical thing to do, right? And therefore, it'll last, right? Obviously, the nimshal is the Torah mitzvah, so that lasts, right? doing things that are fleeting, that are not necessarily going to enhance our avodas Hashem. It doesn't mean, of course, some recreation, some basketball, some schmoozing, some hanging out, having friends. All these things are all part and parcel of avodas Hashem. I like to say over the Mishnah Avos tells us the 48 Kinyanei Torah. One of them is miutzicha, miutshena, miutzchok, schmoozing a little bit of sleep, and joking around. What does it mean, miut? Now, miut means doesn't mean that the maximum, meaning all the 48 Kinyanei Torah, they're all positive. So it doesn't mean when we say miutshena, miutzicha, miutzchok, it doesn't mean that the ultimate goal is a little bit. It's not the whole, all the 48 kinyanim, they're all positive. What does it mean? That in order to be mekayim the Torah, you need a little bit of joking around. You need a little bit of schmoozing. You need a little bit of sleep. Meaning, you need these things. You can't be a hermit. You're not supposed to be a hermit. You need recreation. You need to be healthy. I was just Kitz Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Beis, which I send out to Alach today, speaks very highly about exercise and eating right. You need to do these things, right? But the point is that a person has to understand what his ultimate goal is, what's his value system. And this is what Esav is teaching us. Esav had no value system, or even if he had it, he forgot it, because he didn't internalize it. So the importance in our life, right, the Yitzhar is going to tell us, you should do this, you should do that, but the way to beat it, I used to like to say over from G.I. Joe, like knowing is half the battle. Meaning, if you know that Torah learning and doing mitzvahs is what's valuable and doing other things and wasting your time is not valuable, so knowing is half the battle. You have to know it, but not just know it superficially, but internalize it. And that's how you have to live life. And this morning, I happened to, I don't usually pick up the Darkei Chizuk from Rav Gershon Edelstein, but I decided this morning, I saw somebody next to me in Shul had it, so on my way out, I picked it up, and he says something unbelievable, very, very powerful. And he starts over the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Ches Min Alef. The Gemara Bava Basra Daf Ches Min Alef tells us that when you're in a city, and they need to hire a guard, so everybody has to contribute towards the cost of the guard, except for the Rabbanan. Why? The rabbis, the Talmid Chachamim, why? Because their Torah protects them. They don't have to contribute. The Torah protects them. And the Rush says the following about who's considered to be a Rabbanan. Listen to this. Even somebody who's learned, but he works. He doesn't work in order to become wealthy, per se. He's called somebody whose Torah is his job, and he is included in this Rabbanan, who doesn't have to contribute. You hear that? Somebody who works in order to support himself and his family, as long as he devotes his free time towards learning, he qualifies as Rabbanan. And he goes on to explain, so it sounds like somebody, right? So let's say somebody who wastes time, but who, let's say he has money for whatever reason, or he has the ability to, he doesn't have to work as much, but he learns many hours, even more than the guy who works. This person learns more, and perhaps he's even a bigger Talmid Chacham, but he wastes time. He's not necessarily guaranteed. He's not absolved from contributing towards the Shomer. Unbelievable Yisod, that a person spends all of his free time learning, he qualifies as a Rabbanan. See from here, of course, the importance of Bittul Torah. And he quotes again the Gemara. One second. Okay. Then he says, he goes on further. I said, what's the pshat? Why is it that people don't necessarily spend all of their time learning? Why? What happens? So he says, Shalim Torah hu ha'olam haza im ha'olam haba biyachad. V'zochim bo gam l'olam haza. That's based on the Mishnah in Peah. Right? We say the right. And what do we say? The Talmud Torah connected kulam. What do you see from here? The Talmud Torah gives you olam haza and olam haba. And he says, "Im adam rak lo midlifikocho." If a person learns with all of his strength, as much as he's able to, if a person goes ahead and does what he can in learning, right? You don't even have to push too hard. Just according to your koach, then you're already zochet perasim b'olam hazeh. Unbelievable. So what's the pshat? Why is it that people don't necessarily tap into their kochos? devote all their time to learning. So he says, because they're Mesiach Das. They forget. Even though, of course, they're Bali and Muna, they know what's important in life. They know Torah learning is the most important thing. Torah connected Kulam. This is what is valuable in this world. What happens? So he says, the Chazal tell us, Makos, Chavdal and Ralef, the one pasuk that a person needs to be as the foundation of his life, emuna. So what's he saying? A person has to believe. What does it mean, believe? Know what is valuable, what's not valuable. What is important, what's not important. If a person believes what is important in life, that there is Torah and there is mitzvos and there's everything else, so then he'll be okay, and he needs chizuk on that. You forget. We all know, right? We all know this. Again, you go to college. It's all part of making a parnasa. And making a parnasa, we just heard, is not a stira to bittul Torah at all. On the contrary, but after that, everything else is Torah. If you don't go ahead and review this and remind yourself what is of value in life, you forget. That's the nature of the person. Oh. So then he says, so how do you save yourself? How do you remind yourself about emunah? So he gives one recipe. Actually, I would say two recipes. Recipe number one is to learn Musar. To learn Musar. And he quotes the Gra. They learn Musar. You learn Musar Chavrus at night at 8:15, whatever it is, 8:20. You learn, but you're not moved by it. The muscle is Zareya below Chrishas. This is the Gra talking. Right? What happens? You plant and it just goes away in the wind. You just read it and that's it. That's not how to do it. You have to internalize it. Listen to the words of the Shari Tshuva. Tzarech Adam Bishamo HaMusar L'Orer Nafsho. A person reads Musar and he taps into, he learns the value system. What does he have to do next? Awaken yourself. L'Asum HaDvarim Alibo. Place him into his heart. V'lach Shvem Tomid. Think about them always. Right? We can't just learn Musar for a half hour and let it escape our mind. We may siach das from it. It's not going to work. The next time we have a challenge, should I learn or should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do that? You're not going to be able to refer back to what you had learned before in Musar. Ad asher tikabel nafsho Musar v'ad asher titar, until you accept it and you purify yourself with it. And then he writes v'hainu shigam la'acher shema divrei tocha, after you hear words of rebuke. You got to continue and think about it. The same thing with remembering our learning. You can go to a shir, you can go to Seder. But if you don't walk out of Seder thinking about it, and you start thinking about who knows what, right? So it's not going to stick. It just doesn't work like that. We believe. We walk through, we should think about Hashem at all times. If you think about Hashem, if you have it on the forefront of your mind, not Mesiach Das, you don't forget about what's important in life, so then it's there. And this perhaps is where Esav went wrong. It could be he had a value system. He grew up in Yitzhak's house. But boom, when he saw the Lechem Rezid Adoshim, what happened? He totally forgot. He may have had the value system. The value system for that moment was totally removed from his mind. And then he writes more of Gershon Yossi. He writes, there's a Kabbalah from Yisrael Salanter, that when a person davens for Ruchnius, he's guaranteed that he's going to be answered. So when do we daven for Ruchnius? What do you mean? So what is davening for Ruchnius? And the answer is, a lot of it is, he brings a few examples, right? Make Torah learning sweet for me, for my children, my grandchildren, right? And then you also make the bracha of Avarabba. Right, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Avrachman, Rachman Rachman, and the same living on Havnah Haskel, Lishma Lim Lamed. All these brachos, Hashivenu Avinu Sarasecha. Please, Hashem, return us to your Torah. Right, these are all tefillos that we say every single day. But are we Mesiach Das as we are saying these tefillos or not? So these words, I think, it fits perfectly. I understand. We live in a world of Relin Olam Hazeh. But we have so many opportunities to tap into the Kedusha of Torah and Mitzvos, to grab the Parasim B'Olam Hazeh, B'Olam Haba, to really internalize. Now this is the opportune time Sadiqe Shana Bet, guys, her mom is sitting and learning. You can, right? You guys are doing great. But you have to internalize it and be able to tap into it at any moment whenever you have a challenge in life. And not just certainly in yeshiva, of course. Obviously, if you were able to, you know, solidify everything here, you'll be able to conquer all the challenges that come up in life in your avodas Hashem. But the key is to start now, to be able to incorporate and inculcate and internalize the right value system so that you're able to continue to overcome all the challenges, all the time management issues that come up in life. If you really properly understand, this is what's important in life. And I'm not saying, again, I'll repeat it again, I'm not saying you shouldn't play ball. And I'm not saying you should become a hermit and not have a social life. Of course you should. Of course you should. All these things are very, very important. But the key is, Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam, Torah Mitzvahs, Olam Haba. You don't want to be like that foolish guy who builds a house on a frozen lake and then boom, it's gone. We have to understand, we have to develop and understand the proper value system, and keep on keeping that in the forefront of our mind, and through that, we'll be zocha to siyat d'shmaya for us, for our families, and for all of Klai Yisrael. Have a great Shabbos.